Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman throws the ball into Harrelson, who tags Cardenal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Swan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swan fires over to first and Torre drops the ball. That's an error on Torre. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonham for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Monday steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges hits a line drive beyond short. Kelleher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodges tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson moves to third. Swan moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Swan moves to third. Boisclair moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Swan scores. Boisclair moves to third. Milner moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Hodges moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Swan bunts towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Hodges scores. Harrelson moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biedner pinch hits for Oscar Zamora. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Biedner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Madlock hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Buddy Schultz now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. There goes Milner. The throw from Swisher to second, and Milner is out. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Trillo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Mets. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Buddy Schultz. Joe Wallace, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockwood hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lockhock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Milner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre bunts in front of the plate. Swisher juggles the ball. That's an error on Swisher. Milner scores. Kingman moves to third. Torre moves to second. It's 6-4, Mets. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett is walked intentionally. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Torre moves to third. Garrett moves to second. It's 7-4, Mets. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Lockwood reaches second base with a double. Torre scores. Garrett scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 9-4, Mets. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boisclair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Brown now playing right field. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swisher strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.